Brilliant. Thanks, Elizabeth. Please do be seated. I'm going to need some help this morning. I'm going to need somebody who's really strong. Because what we read in that reading, what Elizabeth read for us, was that the women were worried. They were anxious because as they made their way to the tomb of Jesus, where Jesus' body had been laid, they kind of went, well, how are we going to move that stone? Because that stone is really large. So I need somebody who's really strong. Who's feeling really strong this morning? Anybody feeling strong? Harriet, you look quite strong. Did you want to help me? Yeah? Yeah? Do you want to help as well? Come on then. I mean, how strong are you feeling? Because, by the way, the stone, okay, the estimate is, based on other tombs around that area, that the stone would have weighed about a ton and a half. That's the size, that's about the weight of a modern mini. I mean, the old mini weighed about 10 kilos, didn't it? But the modern mini, a ton and a half. Right, do you think you can help me roll this? Sure, come on this end. That's it, Bertie, that's it. Right, we've got to roll it, because that's probably the easiest way with something of this weight, all right? So we're going to sort of roll it out, and then we'll roll it back around the front, okay? So roll it towards me. That's it, that's good. Now don't let it fall on you, because I don't want it to crush you, because I didn't put that in the health and safety report. Right, could you now go that way, come around this end. That's it, don't let it fall over. Right, here we go, don't want to crush the flowers, right? And I've got to roll back this way. By the way, look how beautiful the flowers and decorations are. Little ripple of applause for those who decorate the church. Right, keep pushing.
It is heavy.
But don't let it fall on you because it will kill you. Right, okay. If you could, right, Bertie, you come this end because I feel like, right, can you hold that still? All right, what do you think? Do you think it's heavy?
No.
What do you mean no? It's quite heavy. I mean, you know, it's quite heavy. Can I just say, oh my goodness. Whoa. Steady, Eddie. Right, okay. That's an infectious laugh. You mustn't do that because we're in church. Okay? And what are you like? Jesus, when he rose from the dead, brought such joy, didn't he? If we can't laugh in church, please, God, where can you laugh? So let's enjoy ourselves. Right, now this morning, we've got a challenge. Because when the people arrived, the women were heading to the tomb, what do you think they might have been feeling like? Who can help me with some of the emotions they might have been feeling? Does anybody know what kind of emotion the women might have been feeling? Has anybody got any ideas? I'm looking to the young people because they got no filters. But the old people can help me if we get desperate. Go on, give me one emotion.
Sad.
Okay, right, I'm going to get Virginia and you've got to make them work for their money. So Virginia and Jane are going to come and help me. Can one of you write the word sad on there, and then the other one with some tape to hold that still, because we're going to fix some stuff on it, all right? Okay, and another word they might have been feeling. Bear in mind what's just happened on Good Friday. Okay, what was that?
Afraid.
Yeah, let's write that one on there. How did you get the easy job? Look, we've even got some sad. You might need more tape. It doesn't fix to stone very well. Right, and another expression. What else might they have been feeling?
Confused.
Oh, that's a really long word, Jane. You might want to swap with Virginia. Right. Oh, is it coming off? Is it coming off already? Oh. Afraid. Can anyone think of that? We might need to sub somebody else in with the tape. Use the other tape. Use the other gaffer tape. Oh, Jane's got a plan. That's a good plan. Is it going to work? Right. This tape. I'm going to take this tape out. This tape was my dad's tape. I don't know how long it was in his garage. Okay. Probably. I mean, it's in need of resurrection. So we've got a resurrected piece over there. We're going to use. Right. Can anybody think of any other words that they might? Any other words? Angry. Yes, that's a good word. Well, it's not a great word, is it? It's not great to be angry, but they might have been angry. Imagine just for a moment how you would have felt watching someone you love carry a cross and then die on that cross. That would have been so sad, wouldn't it? They would have been so confused and maybe quite angry. Some of the disciples were a bit angry about what had happened. Yes, have you got another word?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Angry and confused.
Well, we've got those both there. Angry and confused, but that's good. It's a good combo.
Like, and
confused. You want me to write them both on the same bit of card? Together, what? Can you think of a word that is angry and confused in one go? No. Can anybody help me with that? Who's got a thesaurus type brain? Anxious. That's a good word. I can't spell that either. I'm glad you're on this job. Well done. Why don't I just give you the lot? I'm not sure why I'm holding these at all. I don't know. Okay, have we got another word? Any more words?
Despair.
Despair. What does that mean? All your hopes are gone. Do you know what the word despair means, Bertie? You got any idea? Come across that one? No? It means like when you've lost hope, when there's no hope. It's a bit like when your football team's gone 4-0 down, that kind of thing. Only this is much, much worse. Okay, that's good. Now, here's an interesting thing. Can you guys, maybe you can help me here. What if this was a punctuation mark, what punctuation mark would this be? A full stop. Ooh. Yep. Looks like a full stop, doesn't it? Where do you normally put a full stop? A giant full stop. Do you put it at the beginning, in the middle, or
at the end?
At the end. This is like the last word, isn't it? The tombstone to them must have felt like the last word, the last thing. Everything had finished when the stone was rolled in front, wasn't it? They had been through the agony and the awfulness of Good Friday, and now here they are, just a couple of days later, going to want to anoint Jesus' body, and there's a stone in the way, a stone that cuts us off from the person that we love. It's the most awful thing, isn't it? It feels like a real full stop, and not just a little full stop, it's a big full stop. There might be things in our lives, you know, that feel like they're a full stop. Things like they're leading towards the end. You know, there's something said about God. They say that he says about himself that he is the Alpha. And can anyone finish that sentence? And the Omega. And what that means is it's like he's like the letter A. Where does the letter A come in an alphabet? Is it 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 15th, 26th or 1st? Good answer. It comes first, doesn't it? But he's like the A at the beginning and he's like the Z at the end. Yeah, Z comes at the end, doesn't it? Good. So it's like God saying that he is the first word and he is the last word. And the tombstone feels like it's the last word. Feels like something really heavy. And we may have things that we face this week, next week and beyond. Or maybe things that we've had from the past that feel quite heavy upon us. And Jesus has come to give us life. And life in all its fullness. And you know, in the Bible, what it says is that stone, when they got there, although, shall I tell you a story? Do you want to know the story? Do you want to know how this works? No, you don't. Okay. Can I tell some of them anyway? Would you mind, Harry? You want to? Oh, Jane wants to know. Okay, so for Jane's benefit only, the rest of you just join in. Okay, what they would have done is they would have had the stone in like a little groove thing. It blocks the cave, that's right. But they would have had it in like a little groove, like a train track. And they would have had it on a slope. And they would have had the stone at the top of the slope, and lots of people would have helped to push it to the top of the slope and using poles and things to get it there. And then they would have put a little wedge underneath it. And then when they went to the tomb, because it was a new tomb, they would have had the wedge underneath the stone there ready. It was ready for the first burial. What they would have done is when they got there with the tomb, they would have just taken the little wedge out that was holding it, and it would have just sort of trundled with a bit of a push and a bit of a help. It would have trundled into place and gone doof as it stopped. And it really would have felt like the end. So in order to move the stone, it had to be pushed back up the hill. And when they used to use tombs for multiple burials, there'd be lots of niches or shells inside. So when they turned up, the women would have needed a team of people for the next burial. What would have happened is not that they would have moved the stone already, because that would be a bit awkward, What they would have done is they would have arrived with the body, and they would have then got the team of people, the mourners who had come, would get behind the stone. They would have people pushing, they'd have people with poles, and they would desperately push the stone back up the ramp a little bit, put a wedge back in it, and then they would have put the body inside, and then they would have taken the wedge out and done it all over again. But what the Bible tells us is the stone was more or less tossed aside. Now, we pretend this is a ton and a half, yeah? We just need to move them out of the way, I think. Should we just get them to move out of the way? Can you catch it so nobody dies if it falls on them? Would that be all right? That'd be great. Just go a little bit further back. Come this side, Harriet. Come this side. Imagine what God says to us in the resurrection is that all of these things are just chucked aside. Are you ready? One, two, three. Big push. You've got to try and hit Jane. Whoa, not the flowers. Whoa! Oh no! Oh no! Brilliant, give them a round of applause. Oops. Now the good news was that Jesus wasn't working with children or with an idiot vicar. He was working with angels and with his supernatural power. That stone was chucked aside. In a little while, you've got a tombstone, and I'm going to introduce to you what we're going to do. Matt's going to lead us in a song now. After we sung the song, we're going to pray together. And what we're going to do is we pray, and mums and dads, you might like to help your children with this. On the tombstone, you can write someone, something that you want to ask God to help you with. Something that you feel that you need God's resurrection power to be at work at. It might feel like something that's a full stop. It might feel something like it's a huge weight, a burden on you. And maybe you just want to write it down. And then what I'm going to ask us to do is to bring it forward and just place it in this basket underneath the cross here. And you don't have to say too much. Just write a person's name or a situation or a circumstance. So after we've sung the song, that's what we're going to do for prayer. But I just wanted to prep you now because I know some of us need to just think a little bit about what it is we might want to write. But shall we stand together now and let me pray and then Matt's going to lead us. Father, we thank you that you are the God who is alive. We thank you that you are the God who carries the weight, the burden of the world. You carry all our guilt, all our shame, all our troubles upon yourself, upon the cross. And we thank you that the resurrection is an indication of the life that you've come to give us. And Lord, so we come to you now. We want to worship you and thank you. You are the God who loves us so much and cares so much. Amen. Thanks, Matt.